Blog Talk Radio.
Interview behind the scenes, guys. This is the weekend edition, and I am Michelle Cornwell Jordan, one of your hosts. Jamie White is also here as well, and tonight we're having the opportunity to chat with artist and author Heidi Bertham. We're so excited to chat with her. Ladies, welcome to the show. How are you both? Is that correct? I think so. How are you guys? I always do that when I write my posts. I say, guys, or how are you guys? And it sounds funny in real life, but How is everyone tonight? Hello?
Great, thank you.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're looking forward to chatting with you, Heidi, and we will do so in just a brief moment. It will happen right after this brief message.
Hi, this is Cecile Monique, and you're listening to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your source for the hottest in indietainment's news and features.
So, welcome again. Why don't you tell everybody about yourself?
Okay. My name is Heidi Berthium. I am the publisher of vintage coloring books. I've created a persona that I call Curator Prime. I like to talk about myself in the third person, use more language. It's something a little different and a little fun. I also have a children's picture book series. My artist is Travis Hansen. He does wonderful art. I write it. He illustrates it. And eventually there will be 26 of them. Right now there's only one out.
Very, very cool. Wow. I definitely want to hear more about that because I follow you on Facebook, and I love seeing your the post with your art. And so I do want to find out more about that. And your picture books. But I always love to find out how everyone found the writing path. So when I pose the question to you, was this a lifelong dream of yours, or was it a newfound passion for you?
Writing has always been a dream of mine since grade school. I was an avid reader. First grade, we'd have like the little construction paper piece of cheese, and you get a little hole punch for every book you read.
Yes.
And yeah, from my reading came my desire to write. And the vintage coloring books are a bit of a detour, but the overall goal is to give me passive income so I can sit at home and write. So it's all kind of geared toward writing.
Very cool. And so you were always an artist as well, or was that a new skill that was added?
I've always been creative. I love arts and crafts, especially paper crafts. What is recent is focusing on coloring. I know some very cool professional artists, and I can doodle, and if I put my mind to it, I think I could become a good artist, but I don't want to put the 30 years into it. And so my And adult coloring, it's so wonderful. It's a real thing now. It's not just
it
for
is.
Kids and books away from big, wide areas. And that's actually how vintage did. I wasn't seeing the kind of art I wanted to color, which is story-based, so illustrations from novels or magazines or poetry collections. And so I started art and finding it. I clean it up, I publish it, and then I color it. And when I put out those colorings, you've probably seen them on Facebook or Instagram, that generates interest in this kind of little niche world of adult coloring that is vintage artwork that was, published prior to 1923 because it's in the public domain.
That is so cool. Now, I want to mention just very quickly, I think you're going in and out, and I realize there may be some bad weather in your area, but it seems to be coming in and out, so I just wanted to make you aware. I think that happens, or it could be my phone. I'm not sure. You know, it could be me going in and out. So everyone, I just letting you guys know. But very, very, very cool. Very nice. I just didn't realize it was out there. But I agree with you. It is a thing. I'm seeing it more and more. You know, I've gone into different stores, bookstores, and I see the coloring books. I see just a lot geared towards, you know, well, I'll see posts, you know, people, adults, you know, talking about the books or the coloring and things. So I think it's awesome. I think that is fantastic.
Yes, it was very. The coloring books for adults actually show up in the magazine rack in grocery stores. It's like, yes, we're everywhere.
That, there you go. Have arrived. It's very, very cool. And I have seen it. I mean, over the last couple of years, I thought, wow, this is very cool. All right. How about you, Jamie? Have you noticed the influx? Do you doodle? I think you're a doodler too, aren't you? You're artiste. I'm not sure.
Not really. I mean, I have a few times here and there, but I'm not much of a, I mean, I barely do stick figures.
Okay. So you're with me. So we're going to learn a lot from Heidi tonight. All right, it's yours.
So, all these, with the coloring books and everything, do you take any kind of art training? Was that something that you just do?
I actually had oil painting classes.
Wow.
Okay.
Not formally in school, but from independent teacher. I tried acrylics. I tried watercolors. I don't have the watercolors. it's brain. Wanting, you know, it kind of comes down to colored pencils or markers, and I didn't know which one I wanted. So I started, you know, a lot of good Facebook groups, a lot of YouTube tutorials, and down and discovered I love what people do with colored pencils, but I personally don't like the look. I can't get it to match what's in my head. And so I went to markers. I've discovered that I truly love Copic markers. They are the higher-end professional alcohol-based markers. And I've actually taken these standard and intermediate certification from the Copic company. So I am a Copic certified designer. And that's what I put my into. The way you can
find
that is my oil painting days, but it's markers and it's fast and it doesn't stink.
Very, very cool. And because I think, like earlier I said, it was a little going in and out with the phone. I wasn't able to. I think I missed something, but I want to make sure I understand, with the coloring books, you actually complete the picture, or do you actually draw the picture and create the vintage, the book for others, you know, to color or complete? I just want to make sure I have an understanding.
I actually research and find the original sources, which are published prior to 1923, so they're in the public. Of my books is focused on a different artist, like Charles Robinson or Walter Crane, or the ones that published in May are actually John Tenniel. So it's all the original Alice in Wonderland artwork.
Wow! How in the world? I love research. I'm just such a geek. As far as I love like history and researching different little facts, but how do you find all of these works? I mean, does it take you, what is the normal time for you to produce one of these books? As far as the research, the coming, you know, discovering which author, I mean, artist you're going to use, and then, you know, locating their works and bringing it all together, how long does it take for you to produce a book?
Not really sure of the exact hours. My goal this year, or since I started it last November, was a book a month. So, however many hours,
very cool.
To a month. The joy of the internet. So many museums and libraries are putting books scanned online.
Yes.
And also, we've got this fabulous Half Price Books headquarters here, and they've got a nostalgia collection, and there's some really awesome stuff there, in which case I buy the original book. You know, this was published in 1870. I take it home, I scan it. Most of my time is spent in Photoshop cleaning it up, because old books are often very dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some computer software that will help me get the lines smooth, but most of the time is spent cleaning it up. Assembling the book, it's a standard template I created, and that part of the process doesn't take that much time. There's 20 unique illustrations, and then I do 4-inch by 6-inch close-ups, so you have like these little postcard sizes that you could color and send as a card or something, and that's in the book as well.
That's fun. I think that's very, very cool. I wish I had some type of artistic skill, and I don't. But see, that's perfect for, you know, if I want to create artwork, I can, you know, get one of the books and, you know, go from there, because I have none. Very, very cool. Sorry, Jamie.
How do you, like, what's your process? Like, when you're working, do you have any kind of music or anything in the background? Do you have anywhere special you go? Anything like that?
I sit at a dedicated desk with an iMac computer, because that's my big screen. And for all the cleanup, I use a Wacom tablet. Music, if I'm cleaning up the artwork, then really music. I like anime songs, the opening and ending songs. Rock. I don't really do radio stations. I have a bunch of old CDs that I just kind of keep listening to. If I'm writing, it really has to be a soundtrack. I can't listen to anything with lyrics, because it'll bring me out of whatever I'm writing.
Okay, very cool. Now, Heidi, I may have missed it, but how, you may have said it earlier, but how did you find this particular niche? I know you say you were, you know, wanting to, you know, use your art, and that will supplement with the writing, but how did you find the vintage stuff? What made you think of this particular niche with the artwork before 1920? Because I think that's fascinating, and I think that's very cool. So how did you come up with the idea?
Again, always loving the adult coloring, looking at more and more books coming out, and they all look the same to me, except for James A. Owen. He is an author and an illustrator. He comes out of comics, and he actually illustrated, and he also wrote, the young adult seven-novel series called The Chronicles of the Imaginarium Geographica. He has a black and white, very, very detailed, and he finally released these illustrations at coloring books, and I was in heaven. I loved them, but I wanted more of them, and it reminded me of vintage art, and it's like, you know, there weren't photographs. There wasn't Photoshop back in these days, but there were illustrations, and that's when I started researching it and finding these amazing illustrations. The first book I published, The Art of Charles Ross, that is called Once on a That was actually A. Milne, who's the creator of Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Very cool. I love all things retro, so I really like this. So very nice.
What are some things that you like to do when you need to take a break?
I'm sorry, you cut out a bit.
What are some things that you like to do when you need to take a break?
Bigfishgames.com.
Okay, you've become the coolest person I know.
I like that. And object games, and the fact that you can get a one-hour trial, you know, it's going to stop me and make me go back to work, because otherwise I got to pay for it. And there are some of these. Blue Sea Games, Dark Parable. Beautiful graphics and beautiful music. So when I really need a day off, it's like, okay, you know, these are my 3 hours where I don't care what goes on in the world. I'm going to go play with Rapunzel.
Well, I do want to chat a little bit about your process with your children's books. Now, these are your original ideas. So how is this different from your vintage coloring book? I mean, what process or mind state, or what do you do, your routine, to get ready to sit down and write your picture books? And I am very curious, how do I say it? That you did because you're an artist. So what caused you to, you know, go ahead, you know, choose an artist to work for you, you know, work with your book regard instead of doing the illustrations yourself? I have no idea why it took me so long to get that out. I'm so sorry. But the
okay,
process as far as your picture books, yes.
I guess I consider myself an artist in terms of being creative and coloring, not so much drawing from scratch.
Okay.
These books to look professional. I've got this thing in my head that I want to put out something that somebody will look at and say, this is professional, this is not homegrown in their garage.
Okay.
completely different, because as you said, you're right, I write the children's picture books from scratch. Picture books,
mm-hmm.
very and the way these are structured, it's also kind of a template. So, because one year for my birthday, I went up to visit my folks, so I wasn't home. And when I came home, my boyfriend had put this plush little bunny on my bed. And I thought, oh, it's cute. It's Bud the Bunny, because I name everything. And I would walk by, and Bud the Bunny with a bent ear. And it's, hey, Bud the Bunny with a bent ear and the blue eyes. And it just kind of kept going. And so that's what my picture book is. It is alliterative sentences with a name and an animal, and it builds to this big tongue twister at the end.
Cool.
And this is pick a name, pick an animal, and write down a bunch of words that start with that letter and hit thesaurus.com and dictionary.com and make sure that word means what I really think it means before I put it in a children's book.
I can just see some, you know, some little mishaps with that, but how fun. So you have one out, and that is very cool. What is the book? What is the title?
That is the bunny, and he is part of what I'm calling the Marvelous Menagerie, and eventually there will be Waldress the Walrus. The art is already done. Trav actually did that for me earlier in the year, and that will be coming out in a few months once I make myself sit down and put all the art together in the book file and actually get it uploaded and approved.
Mm-hmm. Do you, so what is the story? Is there a story connecting it, the sentences, or is it more so just helping with
English? I try and cover colors, and
mm-hmm.
I try and cover verbs.
Okay.
And also,
very cool.
It's a travel story, or it's just activities that they do. I think the most fun is just the fact that every page has the one short sentence that introduces something new, and then at the end, it's just this big tongue twister.
Oh, it sounds fun. It sounds fun. That's very cool. Do you think you write any adult series? But I know this will have, you said 26. Will there be any also after that project, or while you're doing this, will you write any other series maybe for adults? If so, would it be, what genre would you ever be interested in writing in?
Oh, I'm very interested in fantasy, YA. I've actually written a fantasy novel, an urban fantasy novel, a long time ago, sold short stories. My focus now, get it out and some income the month. Long term, I may turn stuff into a serial. I want to be traditionally published, and that's having the finished, polished manuscript to shop to agents, and you guys know that's a very long process.
Yes. Yes, 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 ma'am. But, you know, I think that is awesome. So I'm looking forward to when it comes out and reading it and checking it out. Very cool.
What's been the most, maybe the most challenging for you, like writing, you know, the kids' picture books, going into the YA fantasy? You know, what's like the easiest for you and which one's the hardest?
The biggest challenge ask. The book a month was an idea I had for the vintage coloring books, and it's worked up to now. I just released number 10. I got two more. Going into the next year, it may become a book a month just because of, a book every, just because of timing, focus on marketing. And I do want to get back to fiction because this serial idea that with that way to bring it in, so get my name out of a writer for adult genre, which is where I was. Novel writing is such a long process, and I think that's my challenge, because turning out something every, even if I have a bunch of days, I can look back, look, I did this. You work after a month, good, from 200, it's not.
Okay. Hello? I think we're having a tough time with the connection here. Okay. Heidi?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
Can you still hear?
Yeah, we're still here. I think I know there's storms in our area, so I just think the weather is messing with our connection, but that's okay. but you were saying that next year that you may go to maybe, you know, twice a month with the vintage books due to the fact you want to focus back on your fiction. And you're right, that is a challenge with the writing and balancing that with marketing and everything else that is happening. So I do want to segue into that. What are some of the avenues that you're using to market? I know that's a challenge for every author that ever, you know, we've ever chatted with, traditional and or indie. So I was just wondering what are some of the things that you're doing? Do you utilize online, or do you do more, you know, conventions, or?
A little bit of both. I feel very fortunate within the adult coloring market that there's some very supportive Facebook groups and Facebook events. I was in my first Facebook event in March. That definitely boosted sales for April and May. I'm in another event coming up, and then a really big one online within Facebook in November. And just because sometimes if you ask, the universe says yes. I asked if Salt Lake City comes. Would be interested in a coloring book panel, and they said yes. So on Saturday,
Wow. At
the second largest Comic-Con in the United States, talking about coloring books.
How cool! Congratulations! I think that's fantastic. There you go. And you know what? I do want to ask, do you ever foresee yourself going into like graphic novels or any of that venue?
As a writer, I'm...
Yes, but artist, writer, you know, a combo project similar to your picture books.
Right. Picture books, I think, are probably the extent of it, because to me it's separate than a graphic novel. With a graphic novel, the images are so integrated with the text, and as a consumer, as a reader, there's some manga I like and some comics I like, but as a storytelling form, it's not one that really, really resonates with me. I either want moving pictures like a movie or TV, or I want pure words like a novel.
Okay, I understand. Definitely. All right. Very, very cool.
And it actually looks like we're starting to get down in time, so... what's something that you would like to say to everybody out there listening? And where would they be able to connect with you to find out about new books, events, and different things like that?
Okay. Connection first, so I can think about the first question for a second. vintagecoloring.com. I have an email newsletter, which is mostly monthly. Again, the books come out about monthly. There's also a Patreon campaign I'm running, Vintage Coloring, support of kids, because, again, important to me. There's links to all coloring. That's kind of my what I want to tell people. You really just may take and you may ask. You really want to. You're not going to way. You really can if you focus on it.
Very, very cool. And Heidi, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm very excited to hear. I was very excited to hear more about your process and your projects, because I see them on Facebook and I know we've chatted a little bit. And so thank you so much for joining us. And we hope that you will return and keep us in the loop on what is new, what is happening, especially when, you know, your YA comes out. We definitely want to chat with you. And so, again, thank you for being here. And Jamie, thank you so much for joining us this evening. How can everyone touch base with you?
You're welcome. Everyone can check out jamielwhite.com, JamieLwhite. I've got everything linked on there, social, newsletter.
All right. And Heidi, I just wanted to make sure that you did say where everyone can connect with you, Facebook, and I know that we have your Amazon page, author page, listed also on the show page. You know, if they want to connect or if they want to grab copies of your books, correct? Is there also any other areas they can connect with you?
Heidi2524 is pretty much my social moniker right now. So there's Facebook, there's Instagram. There's a really, really defunct Twitter page because I can't be...
Well, this will help. And once that connection is made, then we can get that live again, correct? Well,
yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, Facebook is where I spend my time, and then Instagram is all about the coloring and the pictures.
Perfect. So, guys, I would really encourage you to go out and connect with Heidi and just see her lovely creations, because they are very lovely. I do follow her on Facebook, and I think you would really enjoy it. So I would just encourage you to go and touch base and grab copies. All right, guys, that is it. We just thank you so much for joining us this evening. We hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Why? I'll always say it, because you guys deserve it. Have a good one. Ladies, have a great evening and a wonderful weekend.
Bye.